I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
On NFL Network the other day was discussing how the Chiefs are handling Josh Simmons. We all know that the Chiefs have talked about him being maybe ahead of schedule. They love the progress, but I'm still skeptical, as you are, about his availability day one at camp and his availability as a left tackle week one of the season. And what Rappaport says here doesn't make me feel that I shouldn't be still cautious about that. And here's what he had to say, Bink.
Well, to me, they stand in a really, really good place. What the Kansas City Chiefs did was not just draft Simmons in the first round, and you're right, fell to them, and this is someone I think they really secretly had their eyes on the entire time. They were really happy with where he was medically coming back from that torn patella tendon. Not all teams were sure about this one. Chiefs were really happy with where he was. I think tried to keep it quiet because this is the player they want, just because he's such an unbelievably talented tackle despite the injury. But they also don't want to rush him, so they're giving him some time off during the spring. They're making sure he has days to rehab and rehabilitate. They also signed Jalen Moore to come in and be their left tackle until whenever, basically until Simmons is ready, or maybe the entire year, or maybe Simmons starts out as the swing tackle. Most important thing for the Chiefs is they have talent there and they have depth there to not be caught short at one of the most important positions on the football field. And seeing the resources that they use to address this really underscores how important and essential they believe a good left tackle is.
Yeah, and some of the good news, too, about it is Andy Reid, when he talked in his presser, Simmons did, we played a little bit of it yesterday, that Andy Reid's talking to him all the time afterwards. And also Mitch Schwartz, I guess, is involved, too, as kind of a mentor, which is good. That is good for Simmons. Hopefully he takes that advice from somebody like Mitch, one of the best that's ever done it. Hearing that, but the swing tackle thing and things like that kind of said tamper your expectations a little bit. You know, swing tackle, I mean, I've never heard, you know, those kind of terms. I can't see him being that situation. But will he take it slow in St. Joe? Yeah. I look at Wanye Morris last year. He was a starting left tackle all through OTAs. They get the training camp. That's when they put Kingsley in, right? So you can't always go by what went on in OTAs. It's when they get to St. Joe. It's pretty much your starting line when Andy Reid trots that line out there at that point. Now, it can change. Yeah. Do I expect Simmons to be in that group right from the beginning? No. I think it's going to
slowly bring it along. It's not even so much what unit he's working with, if he's with the ones or the twos. Is he just on the field practicing? I actually feel great. If you tell me that the first or second day we're up in St. Joe and Simmons is not, and he's working with the twos and Jalen Moore is working with the ones, that's actually awesome. Yeah, I mean, it really is. The question is, is he working with anybody, or is he working on the side in a tent on a bike? Is he going back up the hill at St. Joe? That's where you get concerned. And what I'm still very cautious about, and why you and I both think there is still, I'd say, better than 10-20% chance that he's on the pup list still to start the season. I know the Chiefs have not said that. And you could say, hey, they said reserve pup,
he'd have to miss the first four games.
Yeah. And that's not the end of the world. Okay. It's not the end of the world, but it's great that he's out there during minicamp and mandatory OTAs, but you even heard from Rappaport, like they're giving him a day off after, like that is fine now. But when you get to camp, if you're getting days off, well, then you're not going to be in position to start week one. You're going to be on the pup list. If you're having to take a day or two off after practicing at camp, well, then you should start the season on the PUP list. And then based on how Jalen Moore looks, like if Jalen Moore is playing great the first month of the season, well, then
I mean,
you
that's
keep,
the
you,
wild card then, right there is how
keep,
good he is.
Then you keep him as a starter, and it's a good problem to have. If Jalen Moore is not playing great, and or Juwan Taylor's not playing great, and then it gets to week five or six or whenever, and Josh Simmons is good to go, well, then you can make a change then. So they actually do have, I will say, you know, the depth in the options they have are definitely better positioned than what they had, it appears, at least, heading into the season compared to last year.
I just hope that it gets to a situation where, and I don't expect it right from the beginning. I do expect them to take it a little bit slow. It's going to be different, man. Pads are going to be on. It's going to be much different than walking out there like, you know, we're seeing now with the mini camps and wearing the shorts and everything. Much, much different once the pads come on and guys are trying to make the team and you're going against elite NFL talent trying to earn that roster spot and protecting Patrick Mahomes. But that's the ultimate thing, but it goes back to yesterday. You think about how good the offensive line in theory was last year. I know some of the pass blocking grades were good. When you have first-team All-Pros and Tooney at left guard and Creed Humphrey at center, obviously Tooney's gone. But last year, that was your line during the set. Barry talks about the line and the problems they had in the line, and every mock draft had them getting left tackle because they considered it such a problem, which it is. It shows you how important that left tackle position is. If you're that good in the interior part of your line, but yet you still worry about the offensive line, it's really just worrying about one position. That's left tackle.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.